Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I got it's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and just talk to just the two of us about some things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about the difference between liberty and freedom, and the connection both of them have to entrepreneurship. And all three of those, if you live in America especially, all three of those we take for granted. It's like oxygen. We think it's going to be there whenever we want it. And we take it for granted. And I'm telling you that we shouldn't. We ought to be, all three of those ought to be something that we never minimize. We never imagine that we that isn't unbelievably valuable. You know, America's, when he was speaking about America's founding in The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom." Isn't that beautiful? We began with freedom. Indeed, that's true. But that freedom didn't come, it didn't become useful until the founders converted freedom into liberty. And it will only last as long as the stewards of each generation protect and maintain it. Right now, you and I are those stewards. We are the stewards of this generation. And it is our job to protect and maintain the liberty that we were bequeathed from the founders, by the founders. Freedom is a state of mind. Freedom is from God, and it's a state of mind anyone can assume. But liberty is a contract that we bestow upon and expect from each other. I'm going to say that again, because I want you, this is going to be on the test. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And from that contract, American entrepreneurship was born as the child of liberty. Liberty and entrepreneurship have an interesting symbiotic relationship. You can have liberty without entrepreneurship, but you can't have entrepreneurship without at least tacit liberty. But while liberty as a human ideal is more primordial than entrepreneurship, it was there first. The latter, entrepreneurship, has a veiled political advantage that comes in handy in an increasing number of places on planet Earth. In fact, outside of America, it is possible, sometimes necessary, for the child entrepreneurship to precede and flourish ahead of the parent liberty. In a communist country, for example, if a citizen pursues liberty, pure liberty, as a foundation to entrepreneurship, that might be difficult. It might even be dangerous. If you declared some liberty benefits that in your pursuit of entrepreneurship, you could be shot or imprisoned or just harmed in some way. But since merely practicing entrepreneurship doesn't have to look like a political statement, engaging in it, even as a veiled precursor to liberty, is safer and more practical. For example, in Afghanistan, but only if you're a man. Women don't have that benefit in Afghanistan. A while back, while broadcasting my show from the International Economic Empowerment of Women Peace Through Business Conference in Washington, D.C., our friend Terry Neese's organization, I met and interviewed an Afghan woman. Her name was Freshta Hazik. I never will forget her, Freshta Hazik. She's a wife, a mother of three small children, and she's an entrepreneur. Freshta founded the only woman-owned printing company in Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. In America, Freshta would be celebrated. in Afghanistan, her business has been sabotaged and her life threatened because she competes with men. While I was talking to her face to face, her business was being sabotaged. Her employees were sabotaging her. Her male employees were sabotaging her while I was interviewing her. Now, that's what she has to put up with. The pure entrepreneurial desire to create a business that can provide a family with a living actually promotes liberty without a political declaration. Think about that. Just being entrepreneurial promotes liberty without declaring anything. That's the download part of it, right? But I predict that over time in countries like Afghanistan, as the apolitical ideas and value of entrepreneurship acquire critical mass, it will be discovered that liberty, even for women, will flourish on its foundation of entrepreneurship. In America, we began with freedom, and we forged it into liberty, which gave birth to entrepreneurship. In America, we began with freedom and forged it into liberty, which gave birth to entrepreneurship. In other places, however, around the world, like Afghanistan, especially if you're a woman, entrepreneurship will bear a child named Liberty. But alas, like America's revolution, it will come at a high price. As I was interviewing Freshta back at that time, I asked her, I said, why would you pay the price? I was thinking about all the people that I knew who wouldn't put their lives and their capital at the risk that she was putting it into, was putting hers. And I said, why would you pay such a price? You know what she said to me? She said, because I have a daughter. Yeah, you're right. I almost lost it. Because I have a daughter. Liberty and entrepreneurship, symbiotic and powerful. I pray that we never take that for granted here in America. We began with freedom, we turned it into liberty, and from that union we spawned entrepreneurship. It is what makes America great. Please, my friends, let's never take that for granted. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.